So it's here, March Madness. Now, for many of us, this is like Christmas in March. 68 teams vying to make it to the Final Four. For others, it's time for us to say goodbye to the sports fans in the house, brace ourselves for 3 weeks of nonstop college hoops on TV, maybe while you're off reading a book or watching another TV in another room. But it is here, time to talk March Madness as we welcome our sports commentator, John Eubanks, back to stateside. Good to have you here.
Cindy, great to be back.
So for those who don't get the magic of March Madness and why it is like Christmas in March for so many people, tell us how it's different than, let's say, the World Series or the run to the Super Bowl or the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
The biggest difference is there are 68 teams. Now, 64 would make sense, I grant you, but this is the NCAA. Their logic and greed will always supersede everything else. So 68 teams, every region of the country is represented. Big schools, small schools, Montana's got teams, Alabama's got teams, Maine, California. So everybody can play. And the TV has got games on constantly. So
yes, I know.
You might have noticed this.
I have.
But the real beauty is this. The person who's going to win your pool is the person who knows nothing about the sport. So all the Sharpies out there who think they've got the whole thing figured out, the crystal ball, the slide rule, all this crazy stuff, go home. You're not going to win. The person who wins is all the schools that he knows, people, friends of his who went there, or the woman who picks them on her favorite colors.
Or likes the name.
Or favorite mascots. You know, the Cougar's going to beat the Leprechaun every time, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, in fact, I guess when you talk about those brackets, I saw a statistic that the odds of picking the perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion, and that is, by the way, 18 zeros, folks. That comes from calculations by Jeff Bergen. He's a math professor at DePaul University. So just what is it about these brackets that just pulls everybody in?
There's a case to be made for every team. The 5 seed versus the 12 team, they will get upset occasionally. There'll be, this weekend, probably 5 or 6 unbelievable upsets that no one saw coming. Giants falling. David and Goliath happens every day in March Madness, and David does pretty well.
And that's what's so fun about it, isn't it? That unpredictability, that some little team can be the giant killer, and the big guy goes home.
It's George Mason. It's Butler University out of Indianapolis. Gonzaga used to be one of the Cinderellas. Now Gonzaga is a top seed. A friend of mine called them America's team, and then I said, okay, if they're America's team, where are they? And he said, California. I said, you're off by 2 Western states. It can't be America's team if you don't know where in America they are. But they've got their following.
Now, I know everybody from the chief executive of the United States. I know President Obama filled out his bracket. You got yours. And is it cool to say who you think will be in the Final Four?
Great line from Dan Okrent, a friend of mine, a Michigan grad, who invented fantasy baseball. He said, there's nothing more interesting than your fantasy baseball team and nothing more boring than everyone else's.
What about overall with Big Ten teams? I've seen some headlines that don't seem to be faring well in at least the experts' picks.
Mixed bag. Right now, the Big Ten is considered the best basketball conference this past season. They've had 6-7 teams in the top 10 at various points. The flip side is, do you eat your own? It's the old painting, devouring her young, right? So this is what you have in the Big Ten. I still go back to the all-time great line. I believe it's Goldman from Hollywood who said the best line, talking about Hollywood, but it applies to sports. Nobody knows anything. That's why we love it.
So we'll be talking with you as this 3-week period unfolds. We'll certainly check in for Sweet 16, Final Four. We will be looking for insights and conversation. And then to those of you listening to us who are like, could care less, just, you know, get your Netflix queue loaded up, find a couple good books, and say goodbye to that person you love because they're going to be nailed to that TV.
Do one better. Pick all the schools with your favorite colors and beat your spouse at his or her own game.
I love it. John Eubanks, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Cindy.